Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. With that hat on, I just want to give you all a little update. The Affordable Care Act definitely had its impact on us, but we're doing quite well on the New Hampshire Exchange, healthcare.gov. Well over 1,000 people have purchased individual dental insurance through healthcare.gov, and we're pretty pleased about that. We also have a private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com, so if you're having trouble getting through healthcare.gov, you can just go on our private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com, and about 5,000 people have been able to purchase easily individual dental insurance through deltadentalcoversme.com. So we took the approach that the Affordable Care Act, while it's certainly not perfect, it would actually create an opportunity for us, and it certainly has proven to be that way, and we're glad we've made the investment to be on the New Hampshire Exchange. And I write about that in my book, There Are No Do-Overs, co-authored with Dave Cowens, and you can get that book at Gibson's right here in Concord or on Amazon.com. I love my radio work because it does take me away from the day-to-day stresses of the insurance world. And it is hard to believe it's already July 12th and 13th, and we've had the fireworks over the Independence Day holiday. And just as a reminder, everybody should pause and be just so fortunate that we do live in America. Great run on the World Cup soccer. I enjoyed watching the last game. This was before the 4th of July, and they certainly didn't give up, and glad they made it close. So it was a fun game to watch. We actually piped it into our company for the employees who were working late, you know, on that day. One of the purposes of the radio is to feature community partners. And with me this July 12th and 13th, depending on when you're listening to this, are my guests from the Arthritis Foundation of New England. And with me is Matthew Raffio. Any relationship to the host?
Hey, Dad, how's it going today?
I guess so. Geez. And you are the Regional Development Director. And his colleague is Margaret Duffy, who is the Associate Vice President of Public Health and Advocacy. So thank you, Margaret and Matthew, for joining me on this mid-July weekend. It's hard to believe it's already July 12th and 13th, and I know it's been very hot. So thank you for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Okay. You too, Matthew, yeah. I hope.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Appreciate it.
So I know you've had a number of events, or upcoming there are a number of events, but what I want to start with, both of you appeared on the radio a few weeks ago, and we were talking about the June 8th walk at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. So the first order of business this weekend is to talk about wrapping up the successful walk on June 8th. So tell us about that. I guess I'll turn that over to Matthew.
Yes. Well, good morning. First off, I'd like to thank the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Rick Brenner. He's been a great help over my first 6 months working with the Arthritis Foundation. First off, when I started with the organization, I really wanted to select a venue for our signature fundraising and awareness event that was conducive to a high-quality, high-traffic event. And immediately I thought of the Fisher Cat Stadium, Northeast Delta Dental, of course. So this year, my thought process really was to really build the continuity. When you think of the arthritis walk, the walk to cure arthritis, you think, okay, it's in the beginning of June, end of May, and it's going to be at the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. Fast forward 6 months later, we ended up fundraising upwards of $50,000. We had 250 participants and walkers, and this is respectively 150% growth in income and participation from 2013. So it really, that venue selection at Northeast South Dental Stadium, I think that yielded positive dividends and for positive signs of things to come. In years down the road.
That's great, and I know I got a great letter from the family that did some of the major fundraising, and they used the Northeast Delta Dental suite after one of the games, and they wrote a very beautiful letter, which I shared with you.
That was Michelle Polaria, the adult honoree. I got to meet her friends and family and the folks in her network, and that was a very great day because we actually threw out the first pitch at the game as well. So overall, A+ from a fundraising standpoint. And
And we also heard from a lot of the families of the children with arthritis that they thought being able to start the walk on the field was just, you know, something special that the kids can talk about.
Absolutely. So we'll make it a date next year with Rick Brenner. And I agree with you, Matt, that Rick Brenner and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats are a great partner. We, of course, have the Oral Health Challenge, and children who go to our participating dentists can earn tickets by brushing and flossing in between visits, and they are a great partner for sure. Before we get into the remainder of the 2014 calendar events, Margaret, let's talk a little bit about your advocacy role. One of the, of course, goals of the foundation, of the Arthritis Foundation, is by 2030, the Arthritis Foundation aims to reduce by 20% the number of people suffering from arthritis-related physical activity limitations. So perhaps start with, what are the statistics, either locally or nationally, in terms of arthritis? Because one of my goals, in the spirit of transparency, as you both know, I'm now the chair of the New Hampshire Advisory Council for the Arthritis Foundation. I want to make sure people are aware of some of the basic statistics. So how about if we start there, Margaret?
Of course. So when you think of arthritis, you know, I think for a lot of people, it doesn't necessarily come to mind that it's a serious disease. But here in New Hampshire, we have 265,000 adults and 1,200 children who are dealing with the challenges of arthritis every day. And for adults, that's almost, you know, a third of the adult population. So pretty much everybody knows somebody that has arthritis. You know, when you're looking at what it does to people, it really impacts people's ability to do everyday activities. And it's a more frequent cause of activity limitation than things like heart disease, cancer, or diabetes. So it's a real heavy hitter for a lot of people.
Now, one of the things I've been curious about is, since one out of three people are affected, let's just talk about New Hampshire, and nearly 50 million Americans have been diagnosed with a diagnosis of arthritis by a doctor. Since it's that common, like, why don't we hear more about it? I've always been curious about it. Like, why isn't it doesn't seem like it's as well aware of, let's say, breast cancer or prostate cancer. Why do you think that is?
Right. Well, I think there's a couple reasons. You know, it's not to be trite, but, you know, it's not something you die from. It's something that you live with. And for, I think, a lot of people, when they think of arthritis, they think, oh, you know, I have it in my left hip, I have it in my right knee. It's something that you're bound to get if you live long enough. And it's there's really nothing I can do about it. I just kind of have to tolerate it. It's sort of a badge of getting older. And part of what we do is spend a lot of time sort of debunking that kind of myth and say, nope, there's a lot of things that you can do, whether it's physical activity or working closely with your healthcare provider, to make sure that the impact of arthritis, you know, doesn't lead to disability or having to give up the things that you really want to do.
Now, you also mentioned that about 1,200 children in New Hampshire have it. So let's talk about that, and then we'll get into the remaining events for 2014, because obviously no money, no mission. We need to raise some money for the research. So go ahead.
Well, I'm very proud, actually, of what the Arthritis Foundation offers the families of children with arthritis. You know, I think those families, when they get that diagnosis, their heads really spin, and we try to be a resource to them in a number of ways. We have a brand new, what's called a Power Pack, which is a welcome kit for families of newly diagnosed children, which has some written materials. It has a bear that you can heat up or make cold to help the kids with their aching joints. And we also have a tremendous amount of support through our Kids Get Arthritis 2 website. And we provide camperships for kids with arthritis to go to one of two arthritis specialty camps in the summer. And we also have family day events. We'll be doing one later this year with the Manchester Monarchs, actually, where we'll go to a game and we'll have a physician speaker for the parents, and the kids will get to actually meet some other kids with arthritis, which for a lot of them is something that they rarely get to do.
And that website, again, is kidsgetarthritis2.org. And that website will be able to tell where families go to get connected, get involved, get informed, and get empowered. So thank you. So back to you, Mr. Raffio. We have some upcoming events. We have a golf tournament coming up, and we also have another walk in Lebanon. So why don't you talk about those coming up events before our first commercial break?
Yeah. Well, first off, we're going to segue into the Jingle Bell Runs. I know it sounds a little strange talking about the Jingle Bell Run, which is a race, obviously, that would
when
be...
when it's 100 degrees out, but...
Right. A Jingle Bell Run, we normally have our races in around Christmas time, naturally. But actually, this year, the Arthritis Foundation is, we partnered with the Fisher Cats, and one of the promotions that we're doing this year is termed the Jingle in July. So that's to incentivize past JBR participants to sign up online, and the first 120 people to sign up online to any of the Jingle Bell Run events, the Concord, the Portsmouth, or the Freeport, Maine, those folks receive a ticket to the August 23rd baseball game at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium with the Fisher Cats and the Portland Sea Dogs.
And, of course, everybody knows the Sea Dogs are the minor league team for the Boston Red Sox.
Right.
So usually it's a jam-packed ballpark on that night.
And that works out, too, for the folks in the Freeport area as well.
Super. So if I want to sign up early to get those tickets, what's the website, Matt?
Right. So this year, actually, we've partnered up with Millennium Running. That's the company that specializes in the online registration and the race management for road races in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. So if you go to millenniumrunning.com and you go under the events section, you can select the Jingle Bell Runs located in the events. And you can sign up from there. You can follow the prompt as well. And there are some fundraising options. And this is for, again, for a limited time offering. So the Jingle in July is obviously only runs through July, but that's where it's found. MillenniumRunning.com.
Perfect. And for my running friends, I know I see many of you every year at Runlet Middle School in Concord. That's on November 30th, so a little earlier than in past years. The one in Freeport, Maine is December 7th, and the one in Portsmouth is on December 13th. Before we go to commercial break, why don't you give us the contact information and some information on the quickly on the golf tournament, and then we'll expand on it after the commercial break.
Yeah, sure. So real quick, the golf outing is the Swenson Granite Works Golf Tournament, and that's happening on Monday, August 11th at Abenaki Country Club. And for more information on that, we can get you signed up. We're actually recruiting more and more foursomes. So the outcome of the event, we're expecting high attendance for participants. And for more information, you can contact us at 603-224-9322.
And if I'm just out there listening and just want to donate, because, again, no money, no mission, what's the contact information if I just want to write a check for the Arthritis Foundation?
You would contact us the same number, same office phone number, 603-224-9322, or you can email us at info@nne@arthritis.org.
Perfect. Okay. After commercial break, I'll return with Matt Raffio, who is the Development Director for Arthritis Foundation Northern New England, and Margaret Duffy, who is the Associate Vice President of Public Health and Advocacy. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio on this July 12th and 13th. Hot weather, but great way to work out, you know. You sweat a lot. It's a lot of fun. And with me is Matthew Raffio, relationship, yes, in the spirit of transparency. He is the Regional Director of Development of the Arthritis Foundation of New England, and with him is Margaret Duffy, who's the Associate Vice President of Public Health and Advocacy, also from Arthritis Foundation. So, excuse me, so let's start with the contact information, three contacts. One is Kids Get Arthritis Too. That's all one word, .org. And those of you parents whose children have juvenile arthritis, that's a great website. You mentioned before the break, Matthew, that the Jingle Bell runs are coming up later in November and December, and there's a deal in July. So tell us about that and the Millennium Running website.
Yeah, the Jingle in July promotion, the first 120 Jingle Bell Run participants to sign up online. That's at www.millenniumrunning.com. That's two L's and two N's, Millennium Running, spelled out. When you sign up and you're prompted to give out all your information, you actually qualify to receive a ticket to the New Hampshire Fisher Cats Portland Sea Dogs baseball game on Saturday, August 23rd.
And before I ask Margaret for the generic contact information at Arthritis, I want to remind my running friends that next weekend, Saturday, July 19th, is the sixth race in the Capital Area Race Series, Bill Luddy 5-miler. That's Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m. And then the last race is Saturday, July 26th, also at 9 a.m. in Canterbury, the so-called Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. So I know I have many running friends out there that I know are also baseball fans, so I'm expecting you not only to sign up for one of the Jingle Bell runs, but also to do it early to earn tickets to the Fisher Cats game. Now back to Margaret. So I'm out there. I want to get involved. Tell me how to get involved. And if I want to write a check, tell me what I should do.
Sure. You can certainly donate through www.arthritis.org. You can call us with a credit card at 603-224-9322. You can mail a check made out to the Arthritis Foundation to our office at 6 Chanel Drive, Suite 260 in Concord, New Hampshire.
And I could also drive to Chanel Drive and
you
drop
could.
Off.
We would love to see you.
Get to see Matthew and Margaret in action with Gail. That's awesome. And I've done that.
Make sure you give us a heads up. That way I can clean up for you.
Messy desk. Well, that means you're working hard, so that's good. So, Margaret, one of the things I'm really interested in, we, as you know, at Northeast Delta Dental, we're into wellness. We have walking groups, yoga, aerobics groups, running groups, a fitness center, and so forth. And so many of our employees are walking. So I know that one of the things that you're interested in and expanding in New Hampshire is the Walk with Ease program. So let's want you to describe that, and if I'm a CEO or human resources director of a company, large or small, how I would get interested in that?
Sure. The Walk with Ease program is a six-week walking and health information program that really sets a habit for people who want to integrate walking into their overall wellness plan. So it's designed for people with and without arthritis and can really be tailored to where you're starting in terms of your walking fitness. So it can be done alone. We have a great Walk with Ease workbook that gives people a lot of information and goal setting and tools. Or in the work site, people can also start a Walk with Ease group. And I think the value of it is that it gives people confidence. You know, walking isn't rocket science, but sometimes if you have arthritis that might affect your back or your hips or your knees, perhaps it's walking is not, you know, part of your overall arthritis treatment plan yet. And so we have the Walk with Ease program as a way that, you know, people can get motivated, could get information about, stretching and shoes and working with your healthcare providers and kind of all the tools that you need to be successful when you're integrating walking into managing your arthritis.
And Margaret, this could be integrated within a company's overall wellness program already, correct?
Absolutely. We've piloted this program with Unum in Portland very successfully. They were thrilled to bring this as part of their overall worksite wellness. And so now we're looking to reach out to employers. You know, you can do it during lunch, you can do it after work. You can do kind of a combination of maybe walking together at the work site in a group once or twice, and then encourage people to do that third time a week on their own. And there are some online tools. We have a Track and React app, which is really great. It lets people sort of see their progress and kind of know tangibly how the program has helped them.
Super. And of course, in the Concord area, we know we have a wellness coalition. So all you companies who I saw at the Wellness Coalition breakfast not too long ago, if you're interested, definitely contact Margaret at 724-6079. And of course, we know that from worksite analyses that these type of wellness and walking programs reduce your healthcare costs. They reduce absenteeism, as well as workers' compensation and disability management costs. So it's also a good business approach to get involved, besides just feeling better about yourself, being more fit. So we don't have a lot of time left. I'd like you, Matthew, now to remind people how to get involved with the upcoming golf tournament. You raised about $47,000 for the walk, and of course we need to continue to raise money for research to deal with juvenile arthritis and adult arthritis. So let's talk about the golf tournament so that we can get some more sponsorships out there.
Right. Thank you, Dad. So the Swenson Granite Works Golf Tournament, that's on Monday, August 11th at Abenaki Country Club in Rye, New Hampshire. And this event has been going on since 2006, and it's a fundraising event that raises awareness of America's most common cause of disability, while also raising desperately needed funds for research, health education, and government advocacy to improve the lives of people with arthritis. So this is really a great time to, you know, take the day off from work and support a worthy cause that's been, you know, that let's face it, is a definitely a real concern.
Exactly. You know. And we want to thank Kurt Swenson for being sort of the lead on this golf tournament for many years. And he was off before me, the chair of the advisory council. Right. So he's been a great leader in this field. It's great. Margaret, we have a couple minutes left. What do you think is the most astonishing statistic out there that people may not realize? I didn't realize, for example, that there were so many children with the illness. So that was one thing that was astounding. What else do you think people don't realize? And then a question for you, Matt. You know, like the breast cancer walk, people who have pink shirts. So what is the color of arthritis? But let's start with Margaret and then go to you, Matt.
I think probably for me, it's that there actually are more people under the age of 65 that have arthritis than over the age of 65. You know, some of the most common types of the more serious autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus strike predominantly women in their 20s and 30s and 40s. And so when you're looking at the impact of arthritis on people's ability to, you know, maintain a healthy lifestyle, to stay working, to keep raising their children, I think, you know, most people think it's just for people who are older. And, you know, that was pretty astounding to me to learn that that's really not the case.
So we really have to educate, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for the show. Now, Matthew, what's the rallying color for arthritis?
Right. It's actually the rallying color, so to speak, to quote you, Dad. It's actually royal blue and white. And if you go to millenniumrunning.com and register, sign up for their Jingle Bell Runs, you actually can see a preview of the event T-shirts, which supports our corporate colors. So it's blue and white.
Perfect. And those runs, again, in the Concord area, November 30th, the Jingle Bell Run Walk 5K at Runlet, and then the one in Portsmouth is on December 13th. Margaret, why don't you give us the contact information generally, because I'm sure we've moved a lot of people and inspired a lot of people who want to donate. So give us that information one last time.
Sure. You can call us at our Concord office at 603-224-9322. You can email us at info.nne@arthritis.org. You can visit www.arthritis.org. You can like us on Facebook. We're under Arthritis Foundation New England.
Wow, you got everything there. That's good. And you can drop off at Chanel Drive. Just make sure your desk gets cleaned up. That's good. And there are other ways to get involved besides writing a check, but I want everybody to write a check. But you can, if you're a member of a corporation that wants to become a member of the Advisory Council in New Hampshire, just give me a call, Tom Raffio, at 223-1300. Well, I've really enjoyed this July 12th and 13th. Margaret and Matthew, thank you for once again educating me and educating the listening audience. And I look forward to seeing my running friends at the Jingle Bell Run. And I look forward to seeing my golfing friends, even though I'm a terrible golfer, at the upcoming golfer event. Thank you, Matt and Margaret.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tom Raffio will return next week.